This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and my guest was back on the show back in March. We're talking no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. And with us today to talk about his company and to bring us up to speed is the CEO of that company, William Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I'm getting to be a regular, and I love it. I love your show. We get a lot of reaction from it.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about going in a different direction. So maybe we could start with a summary of your products and what your company is all about, and then we'll get into some Q&A.
All right, very good. Everett, just for the listeners, to be repetitive, but for those who have not heard from us before, we have two divisions of the company. We have a biologics division where we deal fundamentally with treatment of disease, usually extracorporeally, although we have an immunotherapy group in that division that was working on an anti-cancer drug. Recently, we issued two press releases regarding patent applications that we'd filed, one on the use of lasers to destroy infectious diseases, and a very exciting press release we had on anti-aging. And some of our listeners have come back and criticized, well, why are you issuing that when you really don't have money to complete your work on cancer? Well, I'll give the analogy of when you go fishing, and I've fished the Great Lakes many times because I lived there. But at any rate, when you put the lines in the water and you have a lot of lines with outriggers, et cetera, you put different colored lures on because you just might attract, the fish may be choosing a particular color that day. So the bottom line is we're trying to attract the major investors and pharmaceutical companies, and our last press release on anti-aging is working. And that's all I can say because it's not public information yet. But at any rate, our other division is topical pain relief products. We have three major new products, which are really our older products, significantly enhanced in strength. We've taken our roll-on, our 10-milliliter roll-on, from 150 milligrams of CBD to 200. That is the most in the industry. A recent survey of competition found CBD levels of 100, 45, and 25. We have 200. And in our spray and our ointment, we took them from 150 all the way up to 500. And that is, to our knowledge, the most in the industry, 500 milligrams of CBD. Now, this is not just something that is a number. I use these products. I have neuropathy. And one of our readers criticized the fact that you're a businessman. You need somebody explaining the benefits of your products who actually uses the products. Well, I'm the one of those people. And believe me, I have the pre-production samples on the 500 milligrams of ointment, and I sleep like a baby at night. And up till then, for 10 years, I haven't been able to sleep at night. All right. What else? We've also given samples of this, pre-production samples, to the Army and in purchasing, and they are very interested. So we're going to be following up on that. That is a great big deal for us, a huge deal. We could end up with a contract out of the Department of Defense. The West Virginia Senate race, by the way, I saw last night on Laura Ingraham, that the number one issue in the Senate race is opioid addiction, and some of the political figures from West Virginia have indicated an interest in talking to us, and we're trying to set up a specific time and a date when we can get together, and that's going to be very soon. And why is that important? Well, it's because our products are an alternative to dangerous opioids. 200 people per day are dying from drug overdoses linked to opioids. And the corrective measures that governmental bodies have taken are to make increasingly more difficult for doctors to write prescriptions for opioid pain medications. But that's even going to make the problem worse. And why is that? It's because when people are in pain and they can't get a prescription for a legal pain product, they're going to go to opioid or to heroin or to cocaine. And then, of course, that starts the spiral, the death spiral. And that's why 200 people a day are dying. Another major topic of interest, and I'm conscious of our time here, is that we recently announced that we're going to do a reverse split. And people, of course, are concerned, why are you doing it, and so forth. So let me answer this way. FINRA put out a recent documentation. No, I didn't see it, but agents and people that are subscribers to our stock have told me this, that FINRA put out a letter saying they want to decrease the frequency of sub-penny stock being sold into the market. Our lenders, in fact, have told us they're not going to give us any more money because they can't sell our sub-penny stock. So we thought about it, and we researched it through experts who told us that was a reverse split can be a great thing. In fact, there are many people that are interested in our product and our stock, but they won't buy it because it's sub-penny. And who specifically has done that? Nick Ferrari at GS Whitney told us this. And he said, you have a stock that could really go up. People are very interested in it, but not in in its sub-penny status. So we're doing a 250-to-1 split. And why that much? Well, we don't want to go from 0.003 or 0.002 to just over the penny limit on OTCQB. We're right now, we're ranked pink because we've been under the penny level for more than 90 days. So the bottom line is we're going to go somewhere up around the 50 to 75 cent range, and that's going to give us plenty of margin. Now, a good split versus a bad split. We researched that pretty thoroughly before we made the decision. Our authorized level, we've left that alone. Normally, when you split the stock, both the outstanding and the authorized are divided by the split factor. We left, we made it more complicated and more costly for us because we left our authorized level at the same elevated level, and we put plenty of margin in there. And why is that a good thing? Well, that gives us enough stock that we can discuss potential joint ventures, potential joining of some kind or another with another pharmaceutical corporation or an investor, because frankly, that's why we've got the different patent applications, different technologies that we have that are very interesting to potential investors. Now, what are we doing to expand our products? That's another good thing to make a split, a favorable reaction to the company. We're taking the following steps. We're looking very hard at international expansion. We're looking in the South and Central America. We're looking into Asia. In fact, we sent samples to the Philippines, and we've received a commitment for a large order, but they're waiting on the extra strength products, which we will have next week. That would be by Monday of next week. We will have extra strength products available, and we're very excited about that, because it and also taking this in a new direction where we're going after the events associated with Summer Strong. Sorinex Summer Strong, we're a sponsor of that event. It's the third weekend in May, and it's going to be in Lexington, South Carolina. And there are going to be somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people there. And these are people that typically run exercise equipment operations. These are physical fitness centers. And we're really, really leaning towards them in terms of we have products that can stop all of the aches and the pains and associated with exercise. In fact, one of our managers down there, his wife is a physical fitness aficionado, and she used the product because she had an ache and a pain that frankly stopped her from doing the exercises she would love to do. And all of a sudden, by using our product, she's free from pain. So we've also been on New to the Street. Fox Business had us on TV. And at the Summer Strong event, FMW Media is going to be there filming and doing an interview with us, and also filming a Summer Strong event. That's a big deal. We should make, again, be selected by Fox Business to be on TV with their Fox Business show. We've been on Money TV twice, and of course with Uptick Newswire. So we're pretty excited about what we're doing. We're very excited about our new products, and we're even more excited with the fact that we're out of this sub-penny ditch, and we're going to be a stock to watch in 2018. I've made a commitment that in 2018 we would wean ourselves off of borrowing money, and we're going to be an independent, self-financed organization going forward. Yes, we are talking to people about a major infusion of capital into our biologics projects, and that would include anti-cancer, anti-aging, and, of course, the use of lasers to eliminate disease antigens and cytokines in the blood. So that's we have a very exciting future.
Well, it sounds like it. My guest today is William Hartman. He's the CEO of Premier Biomedical, and they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, again, you said a lot. You said it all. We're running out of time, but I'm going to give you the last closing remarks here in the last 30 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a long, hard journey, but things are really looking up for us with all of our new products and our pain relief division, and also in our exciting patent applications and technology in our biologics. We've been approached several times to split the company, and some people are interested in one piece or another piece. We've refused that. We believe we're stronger by staying together, and we have interest from others in that type of formation. So we think there are going to be some absolutely great things coming from Premier Biomedical in 2018. Thanks to you and your audience.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30 to 40 days. Give us an update. Like I said, you said a lot today. I need to digest that. My listeners need to digest that. So what we learned today is Premier Biomedical is going to do a 251 reverse split. That should come to fruition sometime in May. Bill, thank you again for updating us and bringing us up to speed on your company.
Thank you again, Everett. Best to you. Bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.